What's up, everybody? This is TJ Warren and Eric Potts coming to you live once again. It's our second episode. A lot of stuff's been going on since the last time we talked to you guys and got together about this. A lot of stuff's been going on. Memorial Day. Hope everybody had a good Memorial Day. I know I did. Eric, what about you, man?
TJ's mom invited us out on a boat. They got a nice little pontoon boat over there, and we went to Jawpaw Lake, and by gosh, we looked like lobsters at the end of it. I'll tell you what. It was fun. We got pulled on the inner tube, drank some cold beer, just hung out, and wasn't too crowded over there. You know, no complaints from Jawpaw Lake. It was a good time, you know. You know, we ate a lot of food, just hung out.
It was a good time. I drank a little too much, though, to be honest with you.
No, TJ did.
Drank a little bit too much. But I don't regret it. I'd do it again. Got thrown in the air on the tube. That was fun until, of course, came back down.
Yeah. Quite as fun. Don't let them pontoon boats fool you. I mean, they can get going pretty good.
Mm-hmm. So what's on the agenda today? We're going to talk about music today. That's what it is. So, I get tired of this, and I'm sure Eric can back me up on this. I get tired of this new country stuff. This new country music they claim is country music.
Yeah, so what do you call country? I mean, think about what you define the word country as. You know, for a lot of y'all, it might be Luke Bryan. You know, could be, you know, wearing skinny jeans, you know, undressing women. That's what he sings about. Well, that's not exactly what we grew up with. That's not what our fathers, our grandfathers grew up with. There's definitely been a shift real quick in the past, I don't know, I'd say 5-10 years to, you know, just something that's way different that people call country. And, you know, the girls go crazy over it. You know, it sells records. You know, it does a job. It really does. And but that's not what TJ and I grew up on. So
I know it's not what I grew up on. Mine was, because I was a little different. My parents grew me up on Poison and Def Leppard and Guns N' Roses, man. I mean, I was in the Black Sabbath, shit like that.
Man, sounds
I was
fun.
In some stuff, man. It was good stuff, man. I was raised up more like an 80s kid than I was anything else, really. But as far as country, I mean, I grew up with, you know, George Strait, Clint Black, Tim McGraw. You know, people like that, and even older than that, too. You know, Conway Twitty, some Elvira. I like me some Elvira by the Oak Ridge Boys. I like that. Let's see what else we got here.
What else did you listen to when you were growing up?
Man, I listened to a whole... I mean, I listened to everything.
You know, you mentioned rock and country.
My dad's a huge Willie Nelson fan.
Yeah.
A humongous Willie Nelson fan. You know, I go all over the grid, though, man. I like some Beastie Boys, some Willie Nelson... AC/DC, man, I go all over the grid. I like Dwight Yoakam until here recently. I don't like that bastard at all now.
So you mentioned country and rock. So you never ventured to rap or...
I did.
Pop or punk, screamo?
Kinda. You know, I mean, I was...
Everyone went through a phase.
I won't fool you. I did. I listened to some System of a Down, stuff like that. You know, I mean, I did some... You know what? I'm just going to throw it out there. I did. I was a Nickelback guy. I liked them.
Oh, gosh.
I liked them, dude. I ain't gonna jack around with it. I did.
You know, I'll just leave this podcast right now.
Hey, now, I'll give you that. I mean, they weren't as popular now as they were back then. But, you know, I mean, I was a variety. You know, I went in everywhere from Dolly Parton and Tammy Wynette to... You know, System of a Down.
You know, you just mentioned
Kid Rock and stuff.
You just mentioned Nickelback, right? Well, I got a good any of y'all looking for a Halloween costume idea. Obviously, it's June, not anytime soon. If you want to beat your friends to the punch, just tape a shit ton of nickels to your back, and there you go. You got Nickelback. So
there you go, man.
Sorry, that was a little off topic, but had to throw it out there.
Hey, that's pretty good. I like that. I like that.
Okay, so you grew up with a little variety.
I did a little bit. Okay. You know, that was just kind of my thing. You know, I was raised up more as an 80s kid, you know, some Alan Jackson and stuff like that. But, you know, it really drives me crazy, though, because when we think of country, we think George Strait, you know. And
That's what you grew up on.
That's what I grew up on, you know? I mean, Eric, more or less, what did you grow up on?
So I grew up on, obviously, George Strait. It was a lot of Alan Jackson. My dad loved Brad Paisley, Kenny Chesney. You know, those guys are different now a little bit. But back then, I mean, you look at their first few albums, I mean, you'll see a huge shift even with them. But I remember growing up on their old stuff. That's just what I did. You know, of course, I remember it wasn't all just country. It was my mother listened to rap. Not rap, but, you know, Nelly, Outkast, stuff like that. She liked that kind of music. So
some MC Hammer up in there?
Uh-huh. Can't touch this. So I had a little more variety in that sense, but it was just a ton of country. My dad's dad listened to Hank Williams, Conway Twitty, all of them guys. That's just what I know. But then my mom came in, you know, she didn't have too much country in her repertoire, so she brought in different little deal, you know, with the pop music and everything. I don't know if you call it rap, but so I kind of grew up with a lot. But then also I went through a phase in high school where I listened to just like screamo bands. And, you know, my friends would listen to weird music that I tried to fit in, try to like it. Bands like Asking Alexandria, We Came as Romans, and now of course that only lasted probably 2 years in high school. I listened to that stuff for a little while, and I liked it. I really did. I liked the guitar in it. It was just so amazing to
what's
hear that.
What's that band? We Came as Romans. Where the heck they come from? What did they sing?
Oh, the same kind of music. Mm. Just screamo. I mean, I mentioned those bands, but it was mostly A Day to Remember, a lot one. Of Blink 182. Very seldomly it was screamo music, but it was you know, punk rock. I would call it mostly. So it was very different than what I grew up with listening to it. I don't know if I want to say this, but it might have been a rebellious type of deal with what I listened to. You know, I grew up one way. I wanted to listen to something else for once. So that was kind of my rebellion. But I feel like you always come back to your roots, whatever you were born with, whatever you know the most. I think you always go back to, even if you stray off. I think, you know, a lot of us do stray off, even if it is just music we're talking about here. We'll listen to something else. We'll try different things. But I really think we always come back to what we remember, you know, what we remember growing up. You know, I remember my dad and I used to go out in a pontoon boat and fish every Friday night, Saturday night. And, you know, he's funny because he listened to Eminem, and he would blast that Eminem album, you know, F This, F That, you know, I'm Slim Shady, you know, all that stuff. Dr. Dre, he blasted all that, but then he put on Alan Jackson after that. So that's what I...
It's a little change of pace there. Oh, just a tad.
It was different, and that reflects now, because I'll listen to Eminem, but, you know, when I'm working out, whatever, but then I'll come home, drink a beer, and listen to Dwight Yoakam. You know, it just really depends.
That's a good point. You know, it's funny, because the other day, you know, I was surfing through Facebook, and it's popular now. You know, I mean, I'm sure people listen to this podcast, you know, they've heard it too, but it's this deal where it says, the number one song on your 14th birthday defined your life. And I thought that was real cool until I looked up my song.
What was your song?
I don't know that I actually want to say it publicly, but it was Beyonce, Irreplaceable.
Well, you're replaceable, so that doesn't appeal to you.
Well, that's kind of what I was thinking. You know, at that point, I was like, well, that doesn't really, this is kind of bullcrap. You know, it didn't really pertain to me. So, I don't know. One of them deals.
That's crazy.
But you need to look that up. You haven't, man. Come on, that's interesting.
The 14th birthday.
My dad's was a Paul McCartney and Michael Jackson song.
Wow.
Number one hit on his 14th birthday.
Wow.
Interesting.
So, do you have any past, TJ? Do you have any past with instruments? Do you have any past with messing with lyrics or just any experience besides just listening to music?
You know, it's funny that you bring that up because right now I'm in the process with my insurance agency. I am in the process of incorporating a song into my agency, and it's the Beach Boys, Kokomo. If you never heard it, great song. But it's catchy, you know. Way down in Kokomo, you know. I mean, it's great. So my new slogan is, "That's where you want to go," because they say that throughout the song, you know. And the Beach Boys, I mean, it don't really get any more popular than the Beach Boys. I mean, everybody knows the Beach Boys. So yeah. I mean, it's catchy, you know. I want people to catch on and go, "Oh man, that's the guys from Kokomo," you know. That's those dudes, you know. And I've got the whole Hawaiian bit going on. I wear Hawaiian t-shirts around town and everything. Yeah. It's just incorporation. Music. Everybody listens to music. It's easy to incorporate music into what you do.
So that's what you're working on now, is bringing music to your personal life, business life. Mm-hmm. Okay. That makes sense.
And not just in business either. I mean, me and you talk every day when we go to the gym. It is so hard to find, because the more you listen to music, the more it just gets old. You know, you don't want to hear the same thing over and over again. So I know I have, and I know we've talked about it, is trying to find the best workout playlist that there is. And that's, for me, that's the hardest darn thing, man. I mean, because that song just get old.
Because songs, you know, as we know it, we listen to songs, they get beat down by the radio. Mm-hmm. You hear it over and over again. I mean, if it's your favorite song, you listen to it over and over again. You know what? By month one, month two, you're just sick of it. It gets old, you know. And that's what TJ is saying. You know, we go to the gym in the mornings, and we kind of challenge each other to find a different playlist that each of us will like. And I'm not gonna lie, it's pretty difficult to find one that, you know, that there's not repeating songs, that there's not the same old songs that we've grew up hearing. Mm-hmm. The same songs that get boring and yada yada. It's just tough.
The radio's the worst, man. I mean, they just keep playing the same song. They don't care. They just keep playing that same song.
Yeah. It's true. I use Spotify.
I used to use Pandora, but I don't use it anymore. But I use Spotify. Okay. I like it.
No complaints with Spotify. The only thing is, there's tons of different categories. It's just that they're kind of repetitive in a way. You know, we can switch it up, but I don't know. It's just something about music. I mean, it's something that we take for granted, I think. We hear it every day, but we don't appreciate it. We don't recognize what mood it puts us in on a daily basis. I really think, you know, music has influence on your mood, on your behavior, on your thoughts and actions, you know, as a whole. And that's just what I personally believe.
No, I was listening to that stupid song the other day, Pharrell. You heard that song, Happy? And it's the same damn thing. No. Because I'm happy, cop along. You never heard that song before?
Oh, that's stupid shit.
Yeah, I mean, it keeps it repetitive, but I mean, it's either going to do one of two things. It's going to make you really happy, or it's going to piss you off. I mean, because the dude won't shut up. I mean, it's going to do one of two things. So, I mean, you got to take music as you roll with it. You know, if you're in an uppity mood, you don't want to listen to something like The Sound of Silence or something like that. You don't want to hear that. It's going to depress you. But songs, you know, keep you up and going.
Yeah. So if you had to pick, let's just say one song, what would it be that would define you, that you grew up with, that reflects on your life? What do you think? One that hits you, one that hits home.
The song that hits home. Okay. That's a tough one.
What do you think?
You know, I'm a big Jason Aldean fan. Yeah, he's not exactly real country. You know, I mean, that's kind of, you know, we'll talk about that later, what we think that genre might be.
But yeah.
He's got this song called They Don't Know. And it kind of describes the small town life. You know, the one light town that you drive through, you know. People don't know what it takes to, you know, outside of that town, the farming and stuff. And it talks about it. They don't know. All they see is green. They don't know what it costs to get there, you know. Mm-hmm. That's kind of what I think about stuff like that. Now, according to everyone else, you know, I mean, different songs can mean different things, you know? No one person is going to have the same song that defines their life.
So what does that one mean to you, exactly?
It defines the small-town life that I lived in, you know? And also, you know, in the last podcast, we talked about, you know, the stuff I've gone through. And, you know, a lot of people in this world, they're going to see, you know, everybody says don't judge a book by its cover. A lot of people just don't care to look beyond the cover. They're just going to see what they see on the outside, and that's it.
Yeah.
You know, and that kind of goes deeper. You know, they don't know what they can't see.
Mm-hmm. I like
that.
What
about you?
If I had to pick a song that comes home for me, oof. I want to say artist-wise is George Strait.
Mm-hmm.
It just puts you in some type of mood. It feels home to me. George Strait does. But if I had to pick a specific song, I would go with the Diamond Rio, "Beautiful Mess."
And, that's a good song.
And that's just because, shoot, if you really know what the song is about, it's just about this guy, and you know, it, like, for example, one line in the song is I put salt in my coffee. You know, everyone knows you put sugar in coffee, but and he puts shoes on the wrong feet, and it just goes on and on about his day is just seems like a mess or whatever. But that just really hits me because the things that I've planned out in life, it don't always roll like that. Just recently here, my girlfriend moved out, and they moved into my apartment here. And that's just, it wasn't how it planned out, but that's just because that's just how it was. I mean, certain things happened with her parents, or what she calls parents, which she doesn't really like to claim as parents. But certain things happened. Anyway, long story short, like, things just happen. You got to roll with the punches. And this song is like, you know, things might seem like a mess to other people, but I mean, it's really beautiful because it's all planned out by our Lord and Savior and Jesus Christ. It really is. It's planned out, you know, to a T. You know, we might not know why. Like, I've questioned so many things about what I'm doing, you know, what's my purpose, whatnot, yada, yada, yada. But it really is a beautiful mess. If you look at it, keyword beautiful, because we'll figure out why in the long run. In the short term, it seems like a mess, but in the long term, it really is. I believe is going to turn out differently, and it's going to work out because it was planned to be like that in the first place. So that's the song that really hits me home.
Yeah, it's interesting because there's a song that's kind of like that. It's by Daryl Worley. I hadn't heard it in a long time, but what you just brought up made me think of it. It's called "Sounds Like Life." And it pretty much goes through the same thing. You listen to it, you know, it's a good listen. You need to listen to that. And it talks about, you know, his best friend's at a bar. He's drinking, trying to drink his problems away, which that's not a good idea. And, you know, everything's going wrong. His wife's pregnant. His, you know, washer, dryer died. You know, everything's just going bad for him. And he's complaining and complaining and complaining to this guy, to his friend at the bar. And his friend goes, "You know what that sounds like? That sounds like life, man."
Yep.
Yeah, it's a comical concept. You know, I mean, it's a funny song. It's supposed to be a funny song, but, I mean, that's pretty true.
I mean, just think about your life, TJ. I mean, has life thrown you curveballs that you never saw coming?
A couple here and there, yeah.
And you can't plan for them. It just happens. But down the road, you're going to say, damn, that happened for a reason.
Music's deep, man. I mean, music is something that, you know, people that write all these lyrics, you know, the best songwriter I know, and it's not just because, you know, my dad talks about it all the time, but the best songwriter that I know and wrote a lot of good songs is Willie Nelson.
Okay.
Now, he wrote a lot of Dolly Parton songs, you know.
Working 9 to 5.
Maybe not that one. Maybe not that one. But I mean, he did. I mean, he wrote a lot of good songs, you know. And then, you know, George Strait wrote a couple of good songs. Anyway, you know. Oh, some trivia for you. Thought about it the other day. And my dad tries to quiz me on it all the time. What was George Strait's first number one hit? You know?
Oh. I think you asked me this a while back.
Any?
I want to say The Chair.
A lot of people would say The Chair. What? It is not The Chair. What
The Fireman?
Nope, not The Fireman. And it's something you probably never think of, because when my dad asked me it, I was like, there ain't no way that's the name of that. There ain't no way. Unwound. That woman had her hair wrapped around my finger. Just come unwound.
Oh, wrapped around. That's okay. What it is. Wrapped. All right. That's a good one. See, but that's what we consider country. You know, nowadays, you know, for example, I have YouTube on right now. You know, we have music videos on. And there's, you know, Sam Hunt. There's, shit, I don't even know these guys' names. But they got tattoos and piercings and...
That new guy. That,
and backwards hats and skinny jeans. And, And they're singing with like a techno beat in the background, and it's on the country playlist.
Kane Brown, that's that new guy's name.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's the new guy. Mm-hmm.
And I just don't view this country. You don't. I'm not saying it's not bad music. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, don't label yourself with the Willie Nelsons, with the Dwight Yoakams, with the Clint Blacks.
We ain't gonna go no Dwight Yoakam bar, because that guy's...
I'm just saying, don't put yourself in that category.
So,
call yourself something different.
What would you call it? On that topic, what would you call it?
What would I call it? I'd call it pop.
But it's not really pop.
It's pop.
Pop to me would be like...
It's got an upbeat.
Pop to me would be like a... oh, what's that guy's name? Crap. Nah, his name's not crap, but... Oh, what is that guy's name? I can think of it. I can see. Pop to me would be like a Justin Bieber or something like that. You know, pop, well, I mean, it's a little slower than that. So,
yeah,
I mean,
so
it's got its own category.
If you ask me, Kane Brown is closer to Justin Bieber than he is to an old Brad Paisley. Right. That's just what I think.
But they're in the middle. They got to be somewhere in the middle. It's got a country theme to it, but it's not country music.
Just because he sings about fishing and hunting, that doesn't mean it's country.
It's not country.
Country is still guitar. Country is you know, you definitely know country when you hear it. And that's actually not country.
And actually, the other day, you know, I think I might have found the category. You know, I think it was actually labeled that now.
Well, I'm glad.
Which is unfortunate, but that the name of it is this, but it's called Nashville Country. But that's kind of oxymoronic to me, because the Grand Ole Opry is in Nashville.
I don't know. That's tough. I mean, we'd like to hear, you know, feedback of what y'all think. If we get this video on Facebook or whatnot, we'd just like to hear what y'all think. You know, what you think country is nowadays, why it's gone that way, you know, why the shift, and what would you label it as, and do you like it or not? I mean, some of it's good, I'll admit, some of it's good, but gosh, we love our 90s, 80s country, we really do.
I do love that. I tell you what you need in your life is a song about beer, and there ain't no better beer than the beer I'm drinking right now.
Which is an empty one?
That's unfortunate, yes, but them Blue Mountains, yeah, don't get me wrong, I like the Coors Banquet too, don't get me wrong, but you need songs about beer. This, what's that guy's name, Jansen.
Chris
Jansen's got that song, man. It's, I Could Fix a Drink. That's a good song.
Yeah, but that's more of the,
that
I don't know what you call
country.
Pop or country. Country pop, I don't even know. But I mean, seriously, y'all, you know, leave some comments, criticisms, concerns. Mm-hmm. I mean, we want feedback of what y'all think, because, you know, we're just curious, because, you know, TJ and I go back and forth on what it's called, and more importantly, where it's going. You know, I mean, will this country that we grew up with come back? Will it make a comeback? You know, will there be guys that say, you know, to hell with this new stuff, that I don't want to be part of this. You know, we've heard a lot of guys, you know, like, for example, Aaron Watson, Kyle Park, you know, some Texas guys here, local, you know, they don't go to Nashville. They don't want to be a part of that. And, in fact, they have songs about that, too. A good buddy of ours, Brent Fox, also plays country music, too. And he's in the same boat. You know, they want to stick to what they know is country music. And they want to keep that genre alive. You know, it might not be where the money's at, but it's not all about that all the time.
Brent ever tell you when that his new CD's coming out, by the way?
Soon. I know it's coming out real soon.
All right. Well, y'all need to look for that. Brent's a good old dude. He's a good old dude.
That's true.
He's a good old dude. Well.
Are you thirsty?
I am thirsty. And it's been good talking to you. We're going to have to do this again real, real soon. But like Eric said, please let us know what you think that category might be. Because my brain's fried thinking about it. And I know it's not country. And I don't think it's pop. So if somebody could... The most interesting... I need an interesting genre to put that in. So if y'all can think of anything, please, please leave it in the comments.
And y'all give us a topic for next time.
Please, we need a topic.
We got plenty of topics to talk about, but we want to know what y'all want to listen to. You know, what do y'all think is fun to listen to? What's going to raise some thought-provoking things in your head? Just let us know. We're open.
We are.
Eric Potts out.
All right, y'all. We'll see you later.